Welcome to a personal growth episode of the IP Management Voice. In our personal growth series, we'll guide you on how to enhance your IP system contribution and maximize your professional impact. Tune in to gain valuable insights to help you advance personally and in your career as an IP expert. In this episode, you will learn why collecting and processing market information is important for business development.
You know, in the intellectual property world, things move so fast, it feels like trying to drink from a fire hose sometimes, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Patents flying, tech shifting constantly.
Yeah.
Entire markets just pivot overnight.
Exactly. And for IP experts, people like you listening, keeping up isn't just, well, nice to do. It's fundamental.
It really is. It's core to giving advice that actually works. And that's where this idea of market intelligence gathering comes in.
Ah, yes. Market intelligence gathering. Sounds a bit formal, maybe.
It can, but think of it more like your strategic compass in all this. It's chaos. It's not just passively taking info in.
It's actively looking for it.
Right. Seeking it out,
yeah.
Analyzing it, and then, crucially, using it to navigate the IP landscape.
And that's exactly what we're going to tackle today. Our mission here is to unpack what market intelligence gathering really means for you, the IP expert.
We want to look at why it's so vital for how effective you are.
And what are the real hurdles? Because it's not always easy, is it?
Definitely not. And then how resources, like, say, the IP Business Academy, can help you actually do this well.
Right. We're drawing on market analysis, industry insights, professional development info,
yeah.
Basically giving you the essentials on this key function. So let's start at the beginning. What exactly is market intelligence gathering for an IP pro?
Okay, so at its core, it's a systematic thing. It's about intentionally collecting information on the IP market, you know, patent trends, trademark filings, that sort of thing.
But not just IP specific stuff.
No, exactly. It's also about broader tech advances, what competitors are up to, the whole landscape. And then the really important bit is analyzing all that.
Looking for patterns.
Looking for patterns, yeah, and using those insights to shape your strategy, your advice. It's about seeing the bigger picture.
Okay, so it's definitely more than just scanning a few headlines.
Mm.
What does that look like day-to-day for, say, an IP lawyer?
Well, it could be things like regularly tracking specific legal journals for key rulings, maybe patent cases or trademark disputes.
Right.
Attending conferences isn't just schmoozing, right? It's hearing directly from people about new tech, getting insights you won't find written down anywhere.
Those informal nuggets.
Exactly. And increasingly, it means using, you know, digital tools. Analyzing patent trends with platforms like Derwent Innovation, maybe, or tracking competitor moves online with specialized software.
So the main goal here is making sure IP experts are always kind of ahead of the curve, so their advice stays sharp, relevant.
Precisely. It's about anticipating what's next. A tech breakthrough, a competitor's big move, a change in regulations. You need to see it coming.
Okay, let's dig into the nuts and bolts a bit more. What are the key activities involved in this?
Well, first up is that real-time monitoring piece. You need systems, processes for constantly scanning publications, tracking events, keeping an eye on online chatter.
You can't wait for the news to filter down.
No way. You have to be proactive. Yesterday's news is ancient history in IP.
Right. What else?
Networking. Hugely important. And I don't just mean collecting business cards.
You're building actual relationships.
Yeah. Yes. Real connections with peers, clients, people in related fields. That's often where you get the tacit knowledge.
The stuff people know but don't write down.
Exactly. The insights from experience, from conversations. I remember once a casual chat at a conference gave us a heads up about a competitor's new tech, like months before anyone else knew. That let our client pivot. You don't get that from a report.
Wow. Yeah, those hallway conversations can be gold. What other elements are key?
Analyzing the competition is another big one. Understanding not just who your client's rivals are, but their IP strategies, their filings, their market posture.
Doing the players.
And the game board, which means understanding broader market trends too. Where's the growth? What's declining? What might disrupt things next?
So it's looking outwards, but you mentioned strategy. There's an inward-looking part too.
Absolutely. You have to be constantly assessing your own client's changing needs. What new problems are they facing? Are there gaps in the services you're offering?
Connecting the outside market to the inside needs.
Precisely. Understanding those internal dynamics, informed by the external view, lets you adapt proactively.
And it sounds like IP folks need a really wide range of knowledge these days.
They really do. You need that blend of legal, business and technical understanding. Just being super deep in one silo, it's often not enough anymore. Things are too connected.
Okay, that gives us a really clear picture of the what. So now, why? Why is this non-negotiable? Why isn't it just a nice to have?
Because honestly, in today's world, your effectiveness depends on it. If you don't grasp the market forces hitting your clients, your advice, it could be irrelevant. Or worse, actually unhelpful.
Like trying to navigate without a map or knowing the weather forecast.
Exactly. How can you build a solid IP strategy if you don't know the competitive terrain or where the technology is heading?
Right. So let's talk benefits. What are the tangible upsides for an expert who really nails this market intelligence gathering?
Oh, they're significant. First, you get a much, much deeper grasp of your clients' actual business problems, their pain points.
Which means you can help them better.
Way better. You can tailor your services, offer solutions that hit their specific needs, not just generic IP advice.
Moving from just legal advice to, like, real business solutions.
That's it. Second, you get that foresight. You can anticipate market shifts that will affect your client's IP.
Seeing around corners.
Kind of, yeah. It lets you plan proactively, build resilient strategies, instead of just reacting when things happen. Clients value that hugely.
That strategic advisor role, not just the legal technician. That's key, isn't it?
It really is. And it lets you give that well-rounded advice we talked about, blending the legal, the technical, the business angles, that holistic view. That's what sets the best IP pros apart.
Being a true partner in their success.
Absolutely. And another thing, good market intelligence helps you find new business opportunities.
How so?
By seeing trends, seeing what competitors aren't doing well, maybe you spot an underserved niche. Or you develop a new service offering that meets an emerging need. It helps you stand out.
So it fuels your own growth, too.
Definitely. And maybe most fundamentally, it just keeps you current with all those regulatory and tech changes. Make sure your advice is compliant, cutting edge, and valuable.
Okay. And the flip side. What happens if an IP expert kind of lets this slide?
Well, the biggest risk is becoming disconnected, out of touch with the business reality your clients live in.
Your advice becomes too theoretical.
Yeah, or outdated, or just misaligned with what they're actually trying to achieve. And that erodes the value you provide. In a competitive field, that's dangerous for your reputation, your business.
Makes total sense. Can't guide the ship if you don't know the sea. Okay, but let's be real. This sounds like a lot of work. It can't be easy. What are the big hurdles?
You're right. It definitely has its challenges. Probably the biggest one is just information overload.
The sheer volume.
Yeah. Reports, articles, patents, online stuff. It's a deluge. Trying to sift through it all to find what's actually important. That's tough. It can feel overwhelming.
Like finding needles in a giant growing haystack.
That's a good way to put it. And then there's the pace of tech change. It's relentless.
Always something new to learn.
Always. Fields pop up that didn't exist a few years ago. Keeping up requires a serious ongoing commitment of time and, frankly, brain power.
That constant learning curve must be exhausting sometimes.
It can be. Another challenge is just the diversity of clients. You might be advising a biotech startup one day, a huge electronics company the next.
Totally different worlds.
Completely different challenges, different markets, different competitors. You need a really broad, adaptable knowledge base. You have to switch gears constantly.
Learning multiple industry languages almost.
Kind of, yeah. And then actually analyzing competitors properly, that's complex.
More than just a quick Google search.
Oh, yeah. Understanding their IP, their R&D, their strategy, that takes time, resources, often specialized tools. It's a deep dive in itself.
A deep dive within our deep dive.
Exactly. And let's not forget the legal side. IP laws vary across regions.
Ah, the international complexity.
Right. If you have international clients, you're navigating this whole web of different rules on top of everything else. That adds another layer of difficulty.
Wow. Okay, so it sounds like getting over these hurdles isn't just about having access to info, but having a really structured way to handle it all.
Absolutely. You need the right methods, the right approach to connect the dots and turn all that data into something actionable for your clients.
Okay, challenges acknowledged. Let's shift to solutions. How does something like the IP Business Academy, the IPBA, help IP experts wrestle with all this?
Right. So the IPBA's whole mission is basically about empowering IP experts to succeed in this fast-paced world.
Helping them share their knowledge better, grow their business.
Exactly. Strategic communication, visibility, growth. And a huge part of that is making sure they have the skills for effective market intelligence gathering. It's foundational.
And I know the IP Subject Matter Expert Program is a big part of that. How does it fit in?
Yeah, that program is really designed to help top IP pros become recognized leaders. And a key piece of that is sharpening their ability to gather, analyze, and use market intelligence strategically. It elevates their insights.
Okay, let's get practical. What are some specific ways the program helps someone listening boost their market intelligence game? What can they actually do with it?
Well, one big area is training on monitoring techniques. So how to track publications effectively, how to pick the right events, how to actually use digital tools for real-time insights.
Going beyond just knowing the tools exist.
Right. Knowing how to use them smartly. Then there's networking skills. The IPBA has workshops on building and nurturing those professional connections.
Because as you said, that's where the hidden gems often are.
Precisely. It's about building a strategic network, not just contacts, turning those connections into intelligence assets.
Makes sense. What else?
Guidance on competitive analysis tools and methods, giving experts the framework to really dissect what competitors are doing, spot opportunities, see threats.
Giving them the analytical toolkit?
Exactly. And there are modules on foresight and trend analysis, too, helping experts connect the dots between today's tech advances and tomorrow's business impact.
Moving from reacting to predicting.
That's the goal. Becoming more predictive, more proactive in their advice. And finally, bridging those gaps between legal, business, and technical knowledge. Helping create that well-rounded expert profile.
So the IPBA is really providing a comprehensive set of tools, plus the training to use them, all aimed at making IP experts better at navigating the market and offering top-tier advice.
That sums it up perfectly. It's about equipping them to lead, not just keep up.
Okay, we've covered the what, the why, the challenges, the support. Let's talk impact. What does this look like on the ground? What are the real-world results when an IP expert gets this right?
The results can be pretty dramatic. For example, an expert who's really dialed into market intelligence might spot an emerging tech trend super early.
Giving their client a head start.
Exactly. Helping them invest strategically, maybe get patents filed before everyone else jumps in. That first mover advantage can be huge.
Definitely. Getting in early is key.
And because they understand the market deeply, they can develop new services that meet needs others haven't even seen yet.
Keeping their own practice cutting edge.
Right. Staying relevant, competitive. It also builds incredibly strong client relationships.
How so?
When you proactively bring insights, anticipate their challenges, offer tailored solutions based on what's happening out there, you become more than just a lawyer. You become a trusted strategic partner.
That indispensable advisor.
Exactly. That builds loyalty, strengthens the relationship long term, and, of course, it boosts the expert's own reputation.
Being known as someone who's ahead of the game.
Precisely. That forward-thinking expert people seek out. That reputation is invaluable for attracting new business.
And that leads to growth, I imagine.
Directly. Because yeah. Your services are aligned with what the market actually needs and where the opportunities are. It's a smart way to build your practice.
So it's really a positive feedback loop, isn't it? Better insights mean better service, which means stronger relationships, better reputation, and more success for everyone involved.
That's it, exactly. This proactive, market-savvy approach is what really separates the leaders. They become crucial partners in their clients' overall strategy, not just reactive problem solvers.
So, wrapping this up, it seems crystal clear. In today's world, market intelligence isn't optional for IP experts. It's absolutely essential.
Couldn't agree more. It's the bedrock of effective IP strategy now.
And for you listening, investing in these skills isn't just about coping with change. It's about seizing the opportunities that change creates.
Well said. The landscape is dynamic, and being informed is how you lead the way.
So here's something to think about as we close. Considering how fast tech is moving, how interconnected markets are, what's one specific area of market intelligence you now see is particularly critical for your own future success in IP? Something definitely worth pondering.
Thanks for tuning into this personal growth episode. You can find more in-depth resources on this topic and many others in our resource hub, linked in the show notes. And remember, if you have questions about personal growth or boosting your IP system contribution, feel free to reach out anytime.